الله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما عبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Hazrini Kiram, Honorable Assembly, as we live on this planet, as we live in this earthly life, we as Muslims are bound to face difficulties, calamities, hardships, trials. It is inevitable. What is important is how we act, how we react in these situations when difficulties, tests, and trials come our way. These can be a means of success and elevation for us, or it can be a means of degradation and humiliation for us. These things are like an imtihan, an examination in this world. And if one passes the examination, he rises. And if one fails the examination, then he is lowered. Allah Rabbul Izzah has informed the whole of mankind, the believers, when he said, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا. Does mankind think that they will be left alone to say آمنا? Do the people think that they will be left alone to say we believe? We are Muslims. We are مؤمنون. آمنا. We believe. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ And they will not be tested. They indeed will be tested and tried. This is the sunnah, this is the adat, and this is the practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nations, umam before us were tested and they were tried and they were shaken, so much so they would say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When is the help of Allah going to come? Ala inna nasrallahi kareem. Lo, indeed, the help of Allah is near. So as believers, we are going to face tests, trials, calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, Allah says, when He opened these ayats, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that O who you believe, O people who have iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu, بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Addressing the believers, Allah said, O people of faith, O people of iman, seek help from Allah through two ways, two channels, through sabr, through patience, and through salah. According to one commentary, sabr refers to sawm and fasting. Because to fast, you need patience to do that. So according to one of the tafasir, seeking help through sabr and patience means seeking help through fasting. And of course, the other commentary, by keeping patience itself. So ista'inu billah, Allah says, that when difficulties come your way, seek help from Allah, bis sabri, by keeping sabr, by keeping patience, was salah, and by the performance of salah, the performance of prayer. So our Khaliq, our Rabb, our Master is telling us that you're not going to live this life without being tested and without being tried. This life is not a bed of roses. And when difficulties come your way, Allah has given us the hidayah, the instruction, the talimat, the teachings, that when the difficulties do come, and they will come. He says, Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Seek help from Allah through sabr, through patience, and through salah. Understand and know that patience and sabr is needed on three occasions. Our ulama, our scholars have said that as-sabru is needed on three occasions. One, as-sabru ala ta'a, patience upon obedience. For a man to be obedient to Allah day in, day out, night in, night out, every day, to be obedient to Allah, it requires a level of patience, a level of sabr. Sabr is also needed. As-sabru anil ma'asi or anil ma'asiya. Sabr and patience is needed to stay away from sins. Because the definition of sabr is habsun nafsi ala ma takrah. It means to hold back oneself, to restrain oneself, to keep back oneself, ala ma takra, upon that which you dislikes. That is patience. So therefore, sabr is needed ala ta'a, upon obedience, to be obedient to Allah day in, day out, anil ma'asi, to stay away from sins. Sabr is also needed to abstain from sins, wa indal bala, and at the time of difficulties, trials and hardships, sabr is required. And then something happens to a person, and after a month passes and the person keeps patience and sabr, that is not sabr, that's not patience. With the passage of time, a man forgets. His wounds heal, but that's not true sabr and patience. Our ulama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact it's hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sabru in la sadmatil ula. That patience is at the time of the first psychic blow. It's when the thing happens to you. That is the time for patience. And whenever you hold back your nafs, habsu nafsi ala ma taqra, restraining the nafs and oneself upon that which it doesn't like, then that is patience. In la sadmatil ula, when it happens, at the time of the first psychic blow, at the time of the depression, at the time of the agony, that is patience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. And he says, when you do that, when you keep sabr and patience, Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin, that Allah is with those who have sabr. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. The patient ones will be rewarded in full without any measure. Wow. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. The ajr and the reward for those who keep sabr will be granted in full. Bighayri hisab, without measure. You keep the patience when the calamity comes and the sabr comes. Allah says, Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with those who have sabr. His help is with them. His rahmat, His mercy is with them. His tawajjuh is with them. Then Allah continues to speak. And He says, the time will come when you will have to fight for the cause of this deen. A time will come when you will have to fight against the enemies of Islam, those who seek to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will also require sabr and patience. You will have to make salat and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fortify you and to strengthen you. And if you are killed in the path, then that is called shahada. That is called martyrdom, and you don't die. The bodies of the martyrs do not die. They don't rot. They remain fresh in the ground. The bodies of the martyrs will not be bathed. They will be resurrected with the blood flowing from them. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say about those who are killed in the path of Allah, they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. But they are alive and you don't know. You're not aware. In other ayahs of the Holy Quran, أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive with their Rabb and they are receiving their risk and sustenance from their Rabb. Then Allah continues, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. And indeed we will test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْفِ. With something, the test will come. Something of fear. You may have the fear of an earthquake, the fear of a natural disaster, fear of an enemy, dushman, fear of some hostile people. Some type of fear, we will test you with that. Waljoo, we will test you with hunger. You may not get food every day. Sometimes you will have to keep sabr and patience upon the little hunger that will come and suffering that will come your way. وَنَقْصِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. We will test you with loss of property. Something has happened to the livestock. Something has happened to the plantation. Crops gone. وَنَقْصِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. With your wealth. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. We will test you with loss of lives. That sometimes you may become sick, yani bil marad, you may become sick. So there, that is a loss in health, in longevity, in vigor, in vitality, and also some one of your close ones, your relatives, those who are close to you, may also die. Wathamarat, and we will test you with your fruits too, with your wealth, with your lives, loss of lives. Loss of your health, your vigor, sickness, marav, and loss of fruits and crops and produce. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah says, give glad tidings to those who will keep sabr and patience. Then Allah says, who are the sabirin? Allah defines them with the mausul and lisila here. Alladina idha asabathum musiba. They are those whenever a calamity comes their way. Qalu inna lillah. They say, we belong to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They do istirja. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Whenever a calamity comes, sometimes a calamity comes some way, or a person stumbles and he falls, or he bounces his head and he swears. He curses. That's the first thing comes out of his mouth. But the believers, when the calamity, when the difficulties come their way, they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, abidan, wa milkan, wa qalqan. We are all the kalk of Allah. We are all the slaves of Allah. We are all the milk of Allah. Allah is Malik. So whatever happens, we belong to Allah. We are His. Our wealth belongs to Him. Our souls belong to Him. The whole of mankind, the whole of the creation belongs to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and towards Allah. We're going to go back. We are returning towards Allah. So Allah says, the sabirin are these people. As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. That sabr and patience is at the time of the first psychic blow. It is at the time of the calamity itself, at the time of the distress. And there when it happens, he says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In Abu Dawood, there's a beautiful hadith in Abu Dawood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whenever a calamity befalls somebody and he says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then he recites this dua, Allahumma ahtasibu hadhihi al-musiba. Oh Allah, I hope for reward from you in this calamity. Allahumma ahtasibu hadhihi al-musiba fa'jurni fiha. So Allah, give me a reward in this calamity. Wabdulli biha qaira wa na'wa, and Allah, bring something, replace it with something better. Then the Rasul alayhi salam said, he will be rewarded and something better will come his way. You lose one thing, something better comes your way. Allahumma ahtasibu hadhihi al-musiba. Ey Allah, we hope for reward from you in this calamity. Fa'jurni fiha, dear, forgive me, reward in it. Wabdulli biha qaira, and exchange that with something better for me. Hadith of Abu Dawood. Something better will come your way, inshallah. So with the calamity, subhanallah, we get reward for keeping sabr and patience. And inshallah, Allah will bring something better. Replace it with something better, because He is the King of all kings and He has all the treasures. Allah says, these are the people who like alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. These are the people who have the blessings of Allah upon them. Allah's forgiveness falls upon them. Allah's mercy falls upon them. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. And they are the ones who are rightly guided. They are the ones who have hidayat. They know how to act at the time of a calamity in the masaib. Because many people, at the time of difficulties, hardships and trials, they don't know how to react. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when the misbah, again this is from the hadith of Abu Dawood, Marasil of Abu Dawood, the great muhaddith, rahimahullah. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when the lamp, the charag, the misbah went out. The misbah went out, light went out. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hazrat Aisha said, يا رسول الله إنما هذا مصباح يتسر شراغي. This is only a lamp, O Messenger of Allah, just a lamp. He said, O Aisha, كُلُّ مَا سَأَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَهُوَ مُصِيبًا. Anything which causes distress to a believer is a musibah, is a calamity. Anything at all that causes pain, agony, distress to a believer is a musibah. The going away of the lamp, of the light, causes distress to us. That is a calamity. So what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Based upon this hadith, when the current goes and the light goes out, if you say at that time, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you'll be practicing the sunnah, acting in accordance with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that causes you distress. But as I said, the important thing is how we deal with it, how we act in that situation. Recently, Maulana Salim Dorat was here with us, Hafizahullah, Damat Barakatuhum, and he was saying that he was speaking about tests and trials and calamities and hardships. They do come, they will come. He was also saying that from the elders, they mentioned that there are many signs of a wali Allah. When a person is a friend of Allah and a wali Allah, there are many signs. But there are three dominant signs of a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah. Number one, he's very particular about his rizq, the intake of halal food. So much so haram can't just even go down inside. He just can't digest it. Halal food. The second one is that not everybody in the masjid or the community will accept him. You'll find about 5 or 10 who will bad talk him, criticize, say bad things about him. That is a sign of a wali Allah. Every time when everybody is cool with a person, he's a hypocrite, because he's trying to please everybody, so everybody laughing with him. So that not everybody in the community, the population, not everyone is happy with him and pleased with him. There are some who will oppose him, be enemies to him, have malice, envy, and they will say bad things about him and backbite him. That is a sign. And the third thing is that calamities will come his way. When one goes away, another one comes. Sometimes like the beads of a tasbih which is broken. They come one after the other. So then Hazrat was saying that there was a great friend of Allah, one great Buzurg in the 6th century, was saying that, yeah, difficulties, calamities come your way. And when they come your way, they can either be of two things. Difficulties can either be punishment, it's an adab from Allah, saza. Or it could be rahmat. Something happened with your vehicle, something happened with your house, somebody died, some sickness, some calamity, some misfortune, some trouble, some difficulty comes your way. It could either be as a means of punishment for you, or it could be as a means of rahmat and mercy for you. Then Maulana Salim, Hafizahullah, said that this elder, this friend of Allah of the 6th century said, how do you recognize the difference to know which is which and what is when? How do you know? The Sheikh said, when the difficulty comes and you don't keep sabr, you don't keep patience, for example, ma'ad Allah, your car is stolen. And then you get up, you say, why my car for? What I did? Oh Allah, why you take? Look at the neighbor's car over there. I didn't take the neighbor's car. Why this? Why me? Why my child? And you don't show patience and sabr. That is a sign that is a punishment for you. Person starts complaining. He starts wailing. Displeased. He's in distress, no sukoon in his heart, Why this? Why me? But I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Look, the neighbor's car right next door. Why wasn't his car stolen? Why mine? Why? And this complaining and restlessness and lack of patience, that came as a punishment. And when the calamity comes, then it could be a means of rahmat and mercy. But even that is divided into two categories. When the calamity comes and a person acts in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ahtasibu hadhihi al-musiba fa'ajurni fiha wabdulli biha qayra. And he turns to Allah and he keeps sabr and patience and he says, this is the qadha of Allah, the decree of Allah. Then that is a sign of rahmat and mercy, and Allah is forgiven his sins. Sometimes Allah wants to forgive your sins and he uses different ways, because sometimes you're not doing the things that she wants you to do to have your sins forgiven. This is a sign that the sins are being forgiven. There's another level of the rahmah, that when the calamity comes, not only does the man keep patience, not only does he say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, not only is he happy with the qadha and the decree of Allah, but you know what? He is now grateful. Wow! That is the higher level of the rahmat. He is now grateful that, oh Allah, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, which is a dua of the Prophet. Oh Allah, praise be to you upon every condition. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, wa a'udhu billahi min hali ahlin nar. And oh Allah, I seek refuge in thee from the hal and the condition of the people of Jahannam. He shows gratitude that, you know what? Oh Allah, sickness has come my way, but I am still grateful because I see people who are worse than me. I see people who are suffering more than me. I have pain in my legs, but I could walk. The next man has only one leg. Or the man has one leg, but he sees a man without two legs. So whatever comes to him, he says, you know what? There are people out there who are suffering more than me. People out there with worse problems than me. Man's is small. My house was burned down. But you know, Allah, what happened? No life was lost. My car got an accident. My car got stolen. But you know what? No life was lost. No broken limbs. I thank you for that. So when he is even grateful in the calamity, and he thinks and he sees other people and he's grateful for what he has, and it could have been worse, then that is not only that is now the higher level of the rahmat. It means that his sins have already been forgiven, and this is raf'ud darajat. Raf'ud darajat, this is where Allah is raising his status, bringing him closer and closer and closer to him. So my sisters, my brothers, we are not going to be free of it. We are going to be faced with it. It's how we react. That is what counts. Whether we be rewarded or we be punished for it. Whether it is azab, punishment, or whether it is saza. Another thing, there's a practice today that whenever something happens to us, we run to makhluk. We run to the people who deal with the jinns. Oh, we run to the Obia man, the Sia man. Yeah, the jinns, they are good jinns and they are bad jinns. They are pious jinns and they are wicked jinns. Yeah, they are part of the Athaqalain, Al-Ins wal Jinn. But you know what? You, man, you are superior to the jinn. We act as though the jinn ya'lamul ghaib, as though the jinn knows the unseen. So we go to somebody that, I have lost my car, I've lost my vehicle, this has happened, who has taken it, when will I get it back, what will happen, and kalam, and we put our akida and trust in that. The kahin, the soothsayer. We are ashraful makhlukat. Man is superior to the jinn. Shaitan is the biggest jinn of all. He is Abul Jan. instead of performing two rakats, because what was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila salat, and in one riwayat badara ila salat. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was faced with any calamity and difficulty, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila salat. You know what fazi'a ila means in Arabic? It means to seek shelter in, protection in, refuge in. Whenever difficulty, whenever hardship would affect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would seek entry into the fortress of salat. He would seek refuge in salat. He would seek protection in salat. He would resort to salat. He would hasten to salat. We don't perform two rakats and say inna lillah and make dua to Allah, that oh Allah is a test and trial, help me. We run to people. We put our aqeed, and this is so widespread today. It's so widespread today and so common that as like the in the time of Sulaiman, where they threw the kitab of Allah وَرَاءَ ذُهُورِهِمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ وَعَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. In the time of Sulaiman, the Yahud and the Jews threw the books of Allah, Kitabullah, the books behind their back, and started to follow that which the jinns and the magic used to take place in the time of Sulaiman. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. The Yahud, they went for that, for black magic. That's why till today there's a lot of witchcraft and black magic and evil in England and amongst the Jews. Wow. We run and we turn to them, to turn to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.